Wednesday, the 11th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, as you know, we are in the midst of the season of creation, which lasts through our southern hemisphere spring. And I think that's really why Pope Francis chose it, even though I know he's now Pope in the northern hemisphere. He did grow up in the southern hemisphere. So from the 1st of September until the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi on the 4th of August, we are in the season of creation. And it's this very special time when we're thinking in depth about our world, about how we live in our world as human beings, with each other, with other creatures. No, some of them are big creatures like mammals or fish, things we can see, but also how we live with the other creatures that we don't necessarily see, like bacteria, like the fungal creatures, like all the creatures in the world, how we protect our planet. And I know that some of you know the Pope has been visiting East Timor recently, and he's having a whole lot of visits in that part of the world. And I found this beautiful set of quotes from a speech that he made a few days ago in East Timor. So I'm going to read this. So this is Pope Francis speaking to you and me, speaking to young people in the world. Let's hear what he has to say. Pope Francis writes, "You can have flaws. You can be anxious and even be angry. I'm sure we can all relate to that. But don't forget that your life is the greatest business in the world, and only you can stop it from failure. You are appreciated, admired, and loved by many. Remember that being happy is not having a sky without storms, or a road without accidents, or a job without effort, or relationships without disappointments. But being happy is to stop feeling like a victim, and to become the author of your own destiny. It is going through the deserts, but being able to find an oasis deep in your own soul. It is to thank God every morning for the miracle of life. It is kissing your children and cuddling your parents, having poetic moments with your friends, even though sometimes they hurt us. To be happy is to let live the creature that lives in each of us, free, joyful, and simple. It is having the maturity to be able to say, I made a mistake. Having the courage to say, I am sorry. It is having the sensitivity to say, I need you. And having the ability to say, I love you. May your life become a garden of opportunities for happiness, that in spring I can be a lover of joy, and in winter, a lover of wisdom. When you make a mistake, do not be afraid to start over, because only then will you fall in love with life. You will find that being happy doesn't mean having a perfect life, but that life she uses tears to irrigate tolerance. And she uses when we fail to teach us patience." Pope Francis goes on and he uses the image of the sculptor. And he's thinking here, I think, about that lovely passage in Jeremiah where Jeremiah says that God is the potter working the clay and we are the clay. So imagine clay. If you're making something with clay, you're squeezing it and pushing it with your hands, right, kids? And you shape it into something. If there's a crack, what do? You squish it back together and you work it over. And so Pope Francis says that we should look at our mistakes with the serenity. That means, what does serenity mean? It's a big word. It means a sort of peaceful gaze that I look at when I make a mistake. And I can look at it and not immediately want to burst into tears, not immediately want to get angry or say it's not my fault. But I can look at it and say, oh, this is God sculpting me. And if I work with the sculptor, I can see how not to make the mistake again. And he has this lovely idea. He says, when things go wrong, open the windows of your intelligence and look out. Isn't that a nice image? open the windows of our intelligence and we look out. Because when things go wrong, that's often a time when we can grow, when we can become more than we are. And finally, he ends his little talk by saying, above all, never give up. Never give up on the people that love you. Never give up on happiness, because life is an amazing show. Let's close our eyes now. Let's pray for these graces that Pope Francis is wishing for all people. They're really these graces of being peaceful, of being able to look at even the hard, difficult things in our life and see how God may be at work in us and through us. Let's pray for the gift of finding and living with happiness. And ask God to teach us to be grateful for the gifts we have, our family, our food, our place to sleep, our beautiful country. Amen.